Gleeful Podcast, shine down all over the world except for when the monsoon strike. Hey Zed, it's been like 2 weeks, so I know you missed me like a ton, because that's what you do. You miss me. Actually, I got some Facebooks I saw on the thing that were like, oh, it's not the same without Ed. So, I appreciate you missing me. Now, I probably should say, you're required to say, oh, it's not the same without Josh and Jen. And you're right, it's not the same, because sure is not going to be as organized as it normally is, because Lay Hot Jazz is in charge, for sure. Okay. So, we are going to delve into episode 4 of season 2 of Gleeful, of Glee, a Gleeful podcast. Anyways, duets, and I think I'm going to attempt some level of organization and, like, just focus on each pairing slash other pairing. I don't know. Let's just begin at a place I like to call... Oh, side note, I was trying for literally an hour to figure out how to get the music thing that Josh does, and I'm not able to do it. So, you're gonna have to deal without music, because I haven't found a way to download it free yet, and I haven't figured out the way that Josh does it either. So, here we are. No music. So, meanwhile, in Brittany's bedroom, Brittany and Santana are making out, and Santana makes the best comment about how she's a warm lizard and she just needs a warm body under her just so she could digest food, which is reminiscent of Puck's "I'm a sex shark. If I stop moving or having sex, he dies." So I think Santana and Puck or Puckasaurus Rex are probably actually quite accurate. Speaking of Puck in juvie, hence why Santana and Brittany are making out, because Santana needed someone so she could digest food, apparently. And at this point, Brittany was asking Santana to be her duet partner, but... Oh, I forgot to mention the whole Mr. Schuster was like, maybe I should do this in chronological order, because this is getting a little confusing now. Mr. Schuster was saying that he was doing a duet competition because, like, the above-ground swimming pool and lightning, they're in competition, and it breeds better results. Well, actually, he more referenced the diva off of Defying Gravity, so that works too. I prefer the swimming pool and the lightning bolts from Vitamin D episode. I feel like I need Josh to keep me on track, because I'm just like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You're probably contemplating, did I really want to listen this week? Did I really, really want to listen? Anyways, moving past that, Santana decides that she doesn't want to be Brittany's duet partner, and then approaches Mercedes about being her duet partner, which is probably inspired at least partially because their Boy Is Mine was awesome. The boy is mine. That song is good. And so they did River Deep, Mountain High, which is a great song. Very exciting. And it lasted a lot longer. Like, I don't know, I'm used to like the Rachel Finn songs lasting a long time, but maybe because they got so much comments about it, self-aware humor. I felt like it was longer than it... I'm not saying longer than it needed to be, but longer than I expected it to be, if that makes any sense, which probably doesn't, so you're like, whatever, Ed. And then the other pairing that was spawned because of that was the Brittany Artie one, because Brittany didn't have Santana. So Brittany went to Artie and was like, will you be my duet partner? You could tell people that I'm your girlfriend, etc., etc. And Artie, of course, jumps on that offer, because why wouldn't he? Although, you know what doesn't make sense about the duet competition? Before, when there was just Puck in the Glee Club, there was 11 people, and then you lost Puck, and then you added Sam, and there's still 11 people. So that means that you can't do 6 duets with 11 people, because there's only 11 people. So this event competition doesn't even entirely make sense, but I will say I appreciate the fact that in previous times they were like, they had to do like, every person has to do a solo or for the week. And you know what was, or every pairing has to do a ballad. And then we only got to see like a couple. What I liked about this is we really almost saw everyone. The only people we didn't see is Artie and Brittany. And even them, we saw them like practicing for it. And there was a legitimate reason why it didn't happen. So I definitely appreciated that. The other pairings were Tina and Mike Chang. And they're having issues, apparently. Their relationship is not perfect. They're getting too much dim sum with their mom, with Henry's mom, or Henry, Mike's mom. My friend Julia, which was on the podcast last year. She's Asian, and I was talking to her, and she's like, the writers must know an Asian, because these jokes are too scarily accurate. And I was like, they're just so funny. Because I know a bit about her, and I know a bit about her family. And it's just like, some of them, like how the Asian camp and the Asian couples counseling and the chicken feet. Like, that's totally, I just the blind, sorry about that. She's like, that's totally too relevant. It's too relevant. And that, so it was kind of funny. And beyond that, the other pairing was Rachel and Finn. Oh, shocker of shock. Their first song, Don't Go Breaking My Heart. It was good. I mean, it wasn't like the most exciting song ever. When I was, because Julia and I were talking about the Glee episode, she was like, what was your favorite duet, Ed? I was like, Rachel and Finn's second duet? And she was like, you're weird, Ed. And I'm like, you're just figuring this out now. I mean, it was obviously offensive and inappropriate, but it was intended to be so. And it isn't like they did it without that intention. And I liked it because it was different. Like, it was Rachel and Finn who we're used to, but it was just, like, different. It was interesting. And I really like this season. I really feel like season one was all about, like, establishing the characters. And then this season's really about, like, exploring them. Like, Rachel's conniving and backstabbing, get what she wants and such, like a diva, etc., etc. And then Tina was kind of introduced as this goth character in the beginning, and then kind of went away, and then it kind of came back. Now it's kind of really full force. Tina's outfits this episode were smoking, BT dubs. I really love the lace one with the pocket watch she had as a necklace, I think. Maybe I'm making that up. And then, so I like Finn and Rachel's second song because that was funny. And then Julia really loved Tina and Mike's song, Sing. I never really could sing. I will admit, it was a perfect song choice. And I love how when Mr. Schuster was like, or no, well, they were like, Mike's like, I don't know if I could do this. And Tina's like, we'll be fine. Just do it. And then Mr. Schuster's like, you can go now. Because they're, like, on stage. I was like, Raffle Lamau. And the other, well, not this isn't a pairing, but Kurt. Okay, the whole Kurt-Sam drama. There was no even drama. It was only drama for Finn and Rachel and other people. And I know it's, like, their world, and we're just living in it. I was just confused. Because there's no reason Kurt couldn't have won with Sam. And Sam was nice, but Kurt is a little predator, a little bit of a predator. It's kind of scurry, a little scurry. So, I mean, not that they were completely in the wrong, and not that Kurt was completely in the right, but it seemed on the surface that the Kurt-Sam thing wasn't exactly the Kurt-Finn thing. So, they could have sang, and it could have been okay, but whatever. But Sam and Quinn are super cute together, so that works. They did Lucky, this is Venus, Planet of Love. No, actually, it's Mars, Planet of War. As they say, women are from Omicron Persei 7, and men are from Omicron Persei 9, like, whatever. Kurt did Le Hot Jazz by himself, which was like really crazy with the two-sided suit. So I don't know. It was cool. Definitely theatrical, but it obviously wasn't a duet, so obviously it couldn't win. And then Sam and Quinn did Lucky from Colby Kelly and Jason Mraz. Lucky I'm in love with you. I love that song. And they were so cute together doing it. And they definitely deserved the win. And it's just so funny that everyone voted them for themselves. And Brittany put down me. Because, you know, obviously. I mean, Mr. Seuss probably could ascertain who wrote down me. But it was still hilarium. Hilarious plus pandemonium equals hilarium. So, another thing I really loved about this episode was Rachel being like, I just want to be more selfless like you, so we need to throw the competition so that we can win nationals. And then Finn was like, you know, you're still being selfish. And it was like, just ignore that. Just ignore it. I was like, oh, that's so good. So good. Love it. Love it. Lack of Sue Sylvester this episode, I'm realizing. Not a lot. No Emma Pillsbury, no John Stamos. But you know what? A very good episode. My second favorite this season. Only eclipsed by the premiere episode. So in my opinion, number one episode, audition. Number two episode, duets. Number three episode, Britney. Number four, Jesus. Grilled Jesus. I mean, it was, last episode was okay, but this episode was great. So that's the difference. And you know why it was great? Because it had storyline, things changed, and there were lots of good songs. And yeah, that's pretty much why it was great. I feel like there's so much more to talk about. Pondering. As I was looking through the mail right there real fast, I saw that Garrett emailed, and I forgot one of my favorite moments that I totally skipped over was when Kurt was like, I'm going to duet with the most talented person in the Glee Club. And then Rachel is beaming across the room. And then he's like, myself. That was hilarious. Hilarium, if you will. So, shout out to Garrett. Thanks for the email. Oh, I'm also a little sick. So if you hear me like snort or whatever, I don't know. Get over it. That's it. We got another email from Caitlin about a thing that I didn't even notice. Was that Mercedes' vote said Mercedes and Satan, which is hilarious. I mean, sometimes you have to work with the devil to get what you want done. But everyone down in Georgia looked for Soul Steel. Plus, I don't know. Ignore me most of the time, please. Apparently, there was some confusion on I Want to Hold Your Hand from last week, and we got a couple emails, one of which was from Melanie saying it was from across the universe. So thank you to Melanie and others for shouting that out or telling us that. So thank you. I would also like to give a big thanks to everyone who sent us the Barbara and Judy cover of Happy, which was a duet I didn't discuss was at the end. Rachel was like, let's do a duet. So Rachel and Kurt did a duet for Happy. And it was very good, very classy. All the things they love. I feel like they use the word, perennial? No, that's not the right word. Now I'm gonna need like 1,000 emails about this. I don't know. Whatever. This is gonna bother me. From the subliminal? No, not subliminal. They always put it like before musical. It's not perennial. Unless it is perennial. Oh well, maybe you can email me, or maybe I'll watch the episode a third time. I can't believe I remember thinking, I need to start taking notes, apparently. If I'm going to be doing this by myself, which I won't be, but if I do it again by myself, I'll take more notes. I watched it twice. I don't know. I feel so... Whoa. Sorry. Well, thank you for listening to this episode. Thank you to everyone who sent in an email. Thank you to everyone who comments on Facebook. And thank you to the iTunes reviewers, Cam0520, You With A Face, Dukesman, Belletos28, Bailey, Crintag, Sugarpop88, My Heart Belongs to Glee, Tara Klein's. Thank you very much for reviewing us on iTunes. I sincerely appreciate it. So, I don't know. I wish I had music. So, I'm sorry I disappointed you all. Anyways, I hope you at least somewhat enjoy this episode, and I promise things will return to normal next week with Josh and Jen, and either hopefully having a fabulous time in Hawaii, dancing luau's and eating pineapples and drinking alcoholic beverages, sitting at beaches, scuba diving, swimming with dolphins and fishes? Those kinds of things? Yeah. Sounds fun. Yeah. So I've been Ed. Om Glee, Jazz Hands, peace out. Shining down all over the world, except for when the monsoon strikes. Maybe they'll do that sound effect again. And that's how Ed sees it.